hyperspace, stars, atmosphere. Juno never seemed to tire of crossing the same boundaries every trip she flew. The apprentice wondered if she ever missed her glory days as a TIE fighter pilot, when work involved strafing and bombing runs as well as ferrying passengers backward and forward across the galaxy. He supposed, thinking of Raxus Prime, that she had seen some action, but it was hardly glamorous. The pay was awful, and her crewmates left a lot to be desired. Coda was nowhere to be found when he emerged from the meditation chamber. That disappointed him obscurely. He had hoped the general might rise above his usual dull funk, now that the rebellion was taking a definite step forward. Assuming the jump seat behind Juno, the apprentice examined the strange new calm that enveloped him. Two contradictory feelings still tugged him in deeply divergent directions. One toward the rebellion, the other toward his master. Between the two rested the separate foci of Juno and the Emperor. He was caught between them like an acrobat on a tightrope, maintaining a constant and difficult balance. That balance had eluded him until recently. Leaving Raxus Prime, he had promised himself to find a way to destroy the Emperor and at the same time keep Juno in his life. For a full week, he had considered the obvious alternatives over and over again, to the point of madness. But then, one new possibility had occurred to him. To create the Rebel Alliance as planned, but instead of handing it over to his master, keep it for his own use. Then, when the Emperor was gone, what? He asked himself. Hand control of the galaxy to an inexperienced band of insurrectionists? Rule in peace, with Juno at his side? Abdicate and disappear forever? The plan was riddled with uncertainties, but it was his. The rogue shadow descended from a polar orbit over the planet's northwestern mountain ranges. From a distance, the planet was startlingly beautiful, with two broad oceans surrounding temperate, well-tended lands. Industry was for the most part confined to orbit, so Corellia's biosphere had been spared the industrial ravages wrought on so many other worlds. There were, however, patches that showed evidence of past mismanagement. Their landing site was one such, a ruined city in the midst of high-altitude wasteland. Juno guided the ship with sure hands, circling the ruins once to check for surprises, and then bringing it down gently next to a trio of shuttles whose edges had been softened by snowfall. One of the transports was clearly Bail Organa's. Uniformed guards placed themselves between all three and the landed rogue shadow. "Well," Juno said as the sublights cooled, "here we are." "I always knew the stories about Corellia were exaggerated. Looks like they're all here." He was too focused on what was to come to acknowledge the joke. "Proxy, come on." She turned. "Isn't Coda going with you?" He glanced around the empty cockpit. "Looks like I'm flying this one solo. Wish me luck." Her face took on a determined look. "You're not going out there on your own." "Hold on." She opened a secret panel and slipped out a holstered pistol, which she affixed to her belt. "I'll be right behind you. This is where you tell me not to take that the wrong way," he said. She pointed at the lightsaber hanging from his belt. "Just don't make me need it. That's all I have to say." He nodded, not blaming her, and led the way out into the driving snow.